After 14 years, arrest made in historic Lucas Shortreed case. Lucas Shortreed was hit and killed by a car while walking home from a party in 2008. On Wednesday, two arrests were made. Read the full story. Ty Mack announces he's back in the race for Ward 1 councillor. A Ward 1 council candidate said he was withdrawing from the election after offensive comments online were uncovered. But he's since changed his mind. Read the full story. It's homecoming weekend. Who's picking up the tab? After much chatter about the University of Guelph picking up the tab for homecoming policing costs, nothing new is in place for this year's event. Read the full story. Diane Francis named one of Canada's top black women to watch. One of the leaders of the Guelph Black Heritage Society is receiving national love. Read the full story. Guelph's Cleo the Clown keeps bringing the smiles. For over 20 years, Jennifer Pettigrew has been bringing smiles and laughs to the faces at Guelph gatherings. Read the full story. Residents say no to disc golf in their Pislinch neighborhood. Residents of a ritzy Pislinch enclave don't want a disc golf course put in their park. Read the full story. U of G students upset with lack of disability accommodations. Several University of Guelph students dealing with accessibility challenges say the school isn't doing enough for them. Read the full story.